So I guess you better be heading off soon. It's quite a long drive, and you don't want to be back too late. Will you miss me, huh? I'm gonna miss you. Hey, come sit down on the couch and let's say goodbye properly. That's it. Snuggling close. Boy, we had a lot of fun, didn't we? What was the best part? What did you enjoy most about our naughty weekend? You don't know. It was all good? Okay, but there must have been some highlights. Some things we did that you'll think about when you're alone in your bed. Memories which will help you to, well, you know, when you're masturbating. Oh God, I love the idea of you masturbating to me. And you coming to the thought of me. You'll be sure to masturbate to me, won't you? Do you promise? Do you promise to masturbate to me if I promise to masturbate to you? Hey, do you know what will be running through my head when I touch myself? So many things. Now, let me see. Well, of course, I'll be thinking about our first time, the eager way you kissed and licked my pussy so she was all wet and ready for you. The way you put your hands under my ass cheeks and caressed my thighs while you teased and sucked my clit. The way it felt when you slipped your hard cock into me. You were so good not to finish too quickly, even though it was your first time. Even though it was the sexiest, most delicious feeling you'd ever had. Even though you were watching my big, ripe breasts jiggling for you as you fucked into me. It was so special when we orgasmed together, wasn't it? That moment before you ejaculated, when your cock got so hard and you told me you loved me. Then we gave in to all those delicious feelings and shuddered and shivered as we came. So yes, our first time was wonderful. But we did other lovely things with each other too, didn't we? I have an idea. Let's masturbate together while we remember. Would you like to do that? Okay. Here's some lube. Now I'm gonna pull up my skirt and wriggle out of these panties. And you're gonna pull down your pants and underwear. That's it. Oh my. Looks like someone's a little bit excited. So here's a squirt of lube for you. Okay. And, okay. Oh golly, what do we have here? It's my special toy. How did it get under the cushion? Be a dear and put some of the excess lube from your cock onto my vibrator. That's it. Perfect. Now we can both start masturbating. This is going to be so much fun. I'm so looking forward to coming again. I love coming. I'm such a naughty woman. I get so excited. Thinking about you and the ways we help each other have such wonderful orgasms. Like in the shower this morning, when you got me all soapy and slippery and you knelt behind me and pushed your face into my ass cheeks and kissed my asshole and pussy until I could barely stand. And then you got me to kneel so I could suck and kiss your cock. And then you tit-fucked me. Holding my heavy boobs tightly against your penis and thrusting up and down so quickly until you came in my cleavage and over my chin and lips. And then you slipped your soapy fingers inside me and I ground against your hand and arm till I came so hard. Or like last night when we were in bed and I woke up and you were asleep, but I could feel your hard cock pressed up against my thigh. And it was turning me on so much. So I pushed my ass into you. Oh my, you're masturbating a little more quickly now, aren't you? Sweetie, could you do me a favor? Could you hold back from coming? Let's just edge for now. So where were we? Oh yes, you kind of mumbled something sleepily, and then you realized what was happening, so you, you pulled down my panties, and you got on top of me, pressing me into the bed face down, and you reached down and separated my cheeks, and you were suddenly so urgent and excited and hard, and I was already so wet, so you slid quickly into me, and you were moaning my name, and telling me you loved me, as we fucked, and as we came, you were kissing my neck. Oh, that was a memory that will always stay with me. Oh, and what about yesterday afternoon? In the morning, you'd already come 3 times, and I'd lost count of my orgasms. I'd just been on a run, and I came in, and I could see your hard cock in your pants, and you told me to go straight to the bedroom and to kneel on all fours on the bed with my ass stuck up in the air. It was kind of funny because you looked so horny and flustered. So I smiled and gave you a military salute. I said, "Yes, sir," and marched off to the bedroom. And I was so excited at the thought of you wanting me so much. And I was especially turned on about you ordering me what to do. So I got in bed and I did what I was told. And suddenly I felt you pull down my sweatpants and panties so they were all bunched up around my knees, and I heard you moan and say, "I love your ass so much." And you unbuckled your belt and pulled your pants down, and then you said, "But you've been very naughty, girl, for coming so much today and making me want to come all the time, so your bottom needs a spanking. Assume the position." And I put my face into the pillow and stuck my ass up even higher. And it made me so excited to be exposed like that for you. And you started to spank me, but not too hard, just making my cheeks sting a little. And you said, "Every time I spank you, your cheeks jiggle and they make me want to come on them. You are such a sinful woman." And then you stopped the spanks, and I felt your hands on my ass cheeks, and you were holding them and massaging them, and then you pressed your face against my ass, and you were kissing my cheeks and sniffing all along my crack and licking off the sweat from my run. Then you got some lube and started rubbing it all over my bottom. And then you got in close behind me with one arm around my waist and the other reaching forward inside my shirt. And you undid the front of my sports bra so you could cup and weigh my heavy breasts as they dangled down, rubbing lube into them and pinching my nipples. And I could feel your stiff cock rubbing over my ass cheek as you humped into me. And then you spread my cheeks and put your cock between them and started slipping it up and down my ass crack. And you kept saying, "Your ass feels so good. Your ass feels so good." And you leaned over me and you were kissing my neck and moaning, "Oh God, it feels so nice masturbating to the thought of you humping my ass. I'm gonna come soon and I know it's gonna be so wonderful. And it's gonna be such a good hard come. Are you close to? Are you on the edge?" "Yes. Edge for me, sweetie." And then the head of your penis was against my pussy and I pushed back onto it and I was so wet. You slipped in so quickly and we started fucking and you grabbed my hips with both your hands so you could pull me onto you harder and it felt so good and we were both getting more and more excited and you said, "I can see my cock going into your pussy and I could see your lovely juicy ass rippling when I thrust and it's all shiny with lube. Oh no, I can't hold on anymore." And I told you to just hold on a little longer, just like you're doing now, because I was going to come soon. And you said, "Please, can I come with you? You said please. Such a good boy. And I said yes, because having an orgasm together is so, so good. And then, oh god, I'm so close right now. I'm so horny. It's gonna be really good. I can tell this is gonna be such a good orgasm. I'm gonna come thinking of you fucking me from behind. Thinking of us coming together. Hold my hand. Hold my hand while I come. I'm coming. Yes. Oh god. Yes. I'm coming for you. Oh god. Oh, so good. So nice. Oh, I love coming so much. Oh, I had to turn this. Oh, I had to turn that off. It's hurting. And look at you masturbating so hard as you watch me. But you know you. What you deserve. What you deserve for being such a good, naughty boy this weekend and helping me come so much. You deserve another go in my pussy. Would you like that? Do you like to orgasm in my slippery pussy? I'm gonna pull your pants and underwear off. There we go. Okay, spread your legs wide. I'm gonna turn around and just give you a little tease. Get you stiff as I can before you fuck me. I'm gonna ease my lovely big bottom onto your lap. Like that. Is that nice? Feeling my big soft ass in your lap like that. That's it. Reach around to my breasts and pull me close while I grind my ass on your cock. Hold my tits while I excite you with my bottom. This big, beautiful bottom. Just wiggling and jiggling and teasing. Gosh, you're enjoying this, aren't you? Bucking up into my ass, enjoying the feel of my fleshy cheeks against your tummy and thighs and cock. Are you ready? Are you ready for your last fuck of our naughty weekend? Good. How do you want me? On my back? Okay, I'll just get in position on the couch. And you... Oh god, yes. Oh, you slipped in so deliciously. Just fuck me. Don't hold back now. Oh, come when you need to. Let yourself go. Use my pussy. That's it. Oh, fuck. Suck my tits. Oh, they're so heavy and right for you. Hold them and feed the nipples into your mouth while you fuck me. Oh, God, I think I'm gonna come again. Your cock's making me come again. Are you coming too? Shall we come together? Yes. Oh, I can feel your cock stiffening even more. You're gonna come, aren't you? I'm coming too. Oh, it's happening. Oh, we're coming. We're coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, don't move just yet. Let's just... Oh, fuck. Yeah, just lie here. Get our breath back. Oh, that was so nice. So wonderful. I love it when we fuck. I want to be naughty with you and all the time. I want to use you. I want you to use me. I know you were planning to go home this evening, but well, like, why don't you just stay another night? Leave early tomorrow morning. How about it? How does another night in my bed sound? Another night of these full breasts. Another night with this big juicy bottom. Another night of this smooth, slippery pussy. How about it? You'll stay? Oh, that's wonderful. I promise you won't regret it one bit. This is a fantasy audio created for, by, and about adults. This is uploaded to Gone Wild Audio by Vegetable Manager 45. Guys, it's hot as balls in my house right now. My air conditioner broke. I live in a hot place. I think it's like, what? It's hot. It's 82 degrees Fahrenheit. It's hot. I'm making that was fun, but hot. I mean, I honestly like sweaty bodies, so sure. You know I love this series. It's so much fun. The innocence there, and I've had my fair share of men under the age of 25. I won't say how many. That's a secret. But yeah, I love this series. It's so much fun. Thank you, Roberto, for writing it. And hopefully there will be more. We'll see. But she has many adventures to come. And he has a lot of cock that needs to be sucked. So we will see where we go from there. All right. I have a meeting in 8 minutes. So I need to go do that. Get ready for that. I just took a little break to make this over lunch. So hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you later.